We're on the bottom of the Nun Vav Amud Beis. Omer le'ahu mina l'Rab Chanina. Hash the bori tmeim atum. Well, what time are we on? No, I said we learned already. We learned already. I think so. Yeah. Okay. Omer le'ahu mina l'Rab Chanina. Hash the bori tmeim matum. You are vade tamei now, even though what's it called? There was a time that the Shekhinah was amongst you, but now you're in galus and tmeim. Dechsiv tumasa b'shuvecha. It says in Eicha that tumasa b'shuvecha. You're tmeim like a nida. Amalei tochazi maksi b'hu. Hashochin itam b'soch tumasa. Mafilu zman shem tmeim Shekhinah shuri b'neim. So the Mefarshim explain to Rashi, hash the bori vade tmeim matum. The ain shchina b'neichem shore b'tuma. That's what the min said to the minim were the early Christians. So they claim the Rabbanu Shel Olam left us because we're tmeim. And the answer was afilu tmeim hashochein itam b'soch tumasam. So Mashal says that the min thought that we're tamei be'etzim, so the Rabbanu Shel Olam has nothing to do with us, but the tumah of Klal Yisrael is only peripheral, and therefore even hashochein itam b'soch tumasam, thinking that originally thought we were tmeim tumasah b'shuleha. Tumah is by a woman who's mezana, sota, it's also called tamei, and there the husband has to divorce her, or tumah could be like a nida, there the husband's still with her, it's just temporary. So he thought the chatchila tumasa b'shuvecha means like a sota. And he answered him, no, the tumah that we have is like a nida. But the Rabbanu Shel Olam is still with us and eventually come back to us. Okay. The chidover halomid behekish chosrim lam behekish. We learned all the matonis, one from the other. So first you had to learn that there were echad lamala and sheva lamata by each one. And we learned that from a hekish. And then we learned a hekesh that all the matanas of outside in the heichal were similar to the ones inside. So do you learn something that you learn from a hekesh to begin with? Do you learn again from that a hekesh by kodshim? You don't learn something that's lumig the hekesh with a hekesh. You can't learn one thing that you learn from a hekesh and learn another hekesh to learn something else from that. So Mar says, Hai heimenu v'dover acherhu. Right, that no, this is not a hekesh to a hekesh. This is heimenu v'dover acher. See, Rashi explains it. There's no reason to explain it twice. See, Rashi. The chidover halomid behekesh kagon par shalomid b'matanos pnim achas lamala min hasoyer behekesh. How do you know that by the par it's achas lamala? Because we learned it from the soyer. Only by the soyer it says osa, one. So we wouldn't know how many is lamala by the par if we didn't learn it from a hekesh to the soyer. The hasoyer sheva lamata behekish min apar. And the opposite, we learn that the soyer has seven lamata from a hekish by par. It doesn't say how many matanos by the soyer, but it says it by the par. So we learn the soyer lamata from the par. And then chozer malamdi matanos b'fnim amatanos haparochas behekish devechein yasel olmoy. And then we have another hekish to tell me that whatever was done in the kodesh hakadoshim, you do again outside by the heichal. So how can you do that? How can you learn with a hekesh that what you do outside in the heichal, we only know what you do inside from a hekesh? The kaimelam seches vachim deim lemedim bekodshim hekesh min a hekesh. Well, it says no, it's not a real hekesh. Heimenu v'dover acher. Hekesh harishon lav hekeshu. The first hekesh is not really a hekesh. Why? Shari bein bepar bein besoyer ksiv malo mata. Right? Lamaisa, we know you have to make matanas lamalo lamata. The only question is how many. But we don't learn completely that you have to make matanas lamala or lamata one from the other. Right? A hekesh is only when you learn the whole halacha one from the other. But if the halacha we know, we just have to know a prat of the halacha, that's not called a real hekesh. The only thing we have to learn is the number. But the fact that you have to do it, we know already from the pasuk. So the hekesh only comes to tell me a prat. That's not the kind of hekesh you can't learn another hekesh from. Hilka chol chad v'chad mi'atzma lamed mixas v'dover acher misayoyo b'mixas. Therefore, each one, what's it called, we learn from itself part of the thing, and the hekesh helps you for part of it. But it doesn't tell you the whole thing. The Einze Lamid Behekish. That's not called a real Hekish, which you can't learn from the Hekish like that, another Hekish. The Hechidami Hekish Eino Choser Malamid Behu. What kind of Hekish can't you learn from another Hekish? Kigonim Lo Nemer Lamata Besoyer Klal. Didn't say Bechlal, you have to make a Matana Lamata by Soyer. O Lamala Bepar Lo Nemer Klal. Didn't say it Bechlal. The Lamdu Habehema Zumi Zuba Hekish. And you learn that just like you do to the Par, you have to do the Soyer. And you learn not only how many matanas, but the fact that you have to make the matana altogether, everything. Hainu hekesh sheinu chozer lamed. That's the kind of hekesh that you can't learn. But this is called a heinenu v'davar acher. It's a hekesh, but it's not a complete hekesh, and therefore the halacha of ein lamedim hekesh mihekesh doesn't apply to it. Zemura says, honich lamandi omer lohavi hekesh. That's good according to the mandi omer who says, heinenu v'davar acher is not considered a hekesh that you can't learn another hekesh from. Ella Laman Yomer Havi Hekish, but according to Laman Yomer, says that it is a Hekish, it's a regular Hekish. So Ma'ika Lameimer, so then we're stuck. Then how do you learn Chutz from Pnim if we already learn Pnim from a Hekish and Heimenu V'Dover Acher is considered a real Hekish? So Morris says, Makomos Hu Degamri Mehadoni. Rashi, Honich Laman Yomer Plugs of Bizvachim, Perkazel Makomos. Machlokas and Zvachim, whether Heimenu V'Dover Acher is a real Hekish, and the halacha of the Ein Lebedim Hekesh Mihekesh applies to it or not. Mekomos hu degamri miadodi. Ein ze hekesh halomid min hekesh. Another reason why it's not a hekesh learning from another hekesh. Shari behekesh harishon lomdu behemos zumizu. V'osu esdomo kashir osu ledam hapar. The first hekesh, we learn that the sa'ir and the par have the same din. That's one hekesh. The second hekesh, uvehekesh hasheni lohu kashum dover la'achas mina behemos lilmod mimena. We're not learning now from that to one of the behemos something else. Right? Then it would be a hekesh halomid mehekesh. This behema I learned from this behema, and now I want to learn another behema from this behema. That's taking it one step further. You learn this from this. You can't take that vayter and learn this behema from a different behema. We're not extending the hekesh more. I learned that the par has the same din of a sa'ir, and now I want to learn that some other animal has the same din as the par. That you can't do. You can't extend the hekesh more than one time. Here it's a different thing altogether. Now we're saying whatever applies to both of these behemoths applies in a different place. The first hekesh had nothing to do with places. It had to do with animals. The second hekesh has to do with whatever has to do with these animals applies in both places. It's a different thing completely. So it's not extending a hekesh, it's a new hekesh. So it's not considered a hekesh on a hekesh, it's considered a new thing. The chen yasel la'ol moi kasher keeper la'kodesh. La'kodesh lo lomad klu mitchila behekesh. We didn't learn anything about places to begin with a hekesh. Then now we're extending that hekesh of places. We're learning a new hekesh. They're two separate things. El ha'par hukash l'soyer. La'asoyer l'par matonas ha'kodesh. So therefore where the hekesh is a different thing. The first hekesh tells me one kind of thing. The second hekesh tells me a different thing. That's not called hekesh mehekesh. Okay. The Iboy Seima, the Gemara says, another answer. Iboy Seima chutz mivifnim b'chada zim negomer. Right? That learning chutz mifnim is not considered a hekesh b'chlau. Rashi. The Iboy Seima chutz mifnim b'chada zim negomer. Inami sviralon de pnim b'hekesh lamed. Yochel lagzor v'lilmod ala heichel b'vasachas. Mashikosim b'befirish. Right? We're learning like this. Where the we're learning each one by itself from what it says directly by that one. In other words, we know by the Sawyer Achas Lamala. So that Achas Lamala we learn immediately that it doesn't only apply in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but in the Heichel too. So that's not a hekesh. That we're saying that since the Chen Yasa Biol Moed applies to what it says Beferish by the Sawyer one Lamala. Okay, and then what's it called? The same thing. It says Sheva Lamata by the Par. We know that Sheva Lamata by the Par is also in the Heichal because V'chein Yasa Lo'ol Moed. Okay, so whatever it says Beferish, we know right away, right, that it applies outside too. So now all we have to learn is a portion, the Sheva Lamata by the Sawyer and the Achas Lamala by the Par, which we learn from the Hekesh. But since we already know half of this din directly from the second Hekesh, we can schlep along the first half of the din too. Since one of the, part of the din, and we can learn directly without a Hekesh, right? The achas lamala of the soyer and the sheva lamata of the par, it says beferish in the Torah. And then it says the chen yasa la'ol moed. I know that applies to oil moed too. Now I want to schlep along what I learned with a Hekesh, that also applies to oil moed. That you can do. Because we're not learning the whole din from a Hekesh, we're only learning part of the din from a Hekesh. We don't need a Hekesh to tell me that in Oel Moed you have Achas Lamal of a Soyer and Sheva Lamat of a Par, because that it says Beferish. The Imohem Af Mashalomid Behekesh. Mele can schlep along what you learn with a Hekesh. The Hechi Domi Hekesh, she ain't a Lomid min a Hekesh. So what's the case where a Hekesh you can't learn from a Hekesh? Kigonim lo hutzer Hechel Lilmod min Lithnai Lithnim Elamashalom Behekesh. The only thing we have to learn that applies in the Hechel is something we learn from a Hekesh. But there's nothing that's Betheirish that we would need to learn from that Hekesh. Then you couldn't learn a Hekesh from a Hekesh. Because then you're learning a total din with the second Hekesh from the first din that you learn with a Hekesh. But if we're learning certain dinim that we don't need a Hekesh to learn, right? The Hekesh, the second Hekesh, tells me certain dinim that we know without a Hekesh. And then only schleps along other dinim that we learn with a Hekesh, that's okay. Since you can learn the things that are mafurish that you don't learn with a Hekesh, we can learn the things you learn with a Hekesh too.
The difference is
that the second teretz says that wherever there's what's a called part that we learn, you learn the other part too, which is mefurish. The first one was what's a called the first one said that it's two different things. Here it doesn't make a difference, two different things. If it would be behemoth or whatever, but part of the behemoth we would know, that'd be also okay. Over here it's two different things. The first hekesh has to do with behemoth. The second hekesh has to do with makomos. So where the hekeshim deal with different things that we don't say. The second one says it doesn't make a difference if it's different things or not. It could be the same thing. But lemaisa, since we learn partially, right, things that you don't need a hekesh, you can learn other things. Two things. The second one would apply that even if what's it called, the first hekesh was on the same thing of the second hekesh, since part of it you don't need the hekesh, that's good.
High hemeno v'davar acher who below have a hekesh. High hemeno v'davar acher who below have a hekesh. That time it's high hemeno v'davar acher.
Yeah, no, because that's also, that's nothing to do with this idea of what's it called, of here, even if you learn the whole thing from a Hekesh, but you only need a portion for a Hekesh, a minion, right? It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. This, the Davar Acher is where, not that you only learn what's it called, a Prat, right? Here is, if you learn the whole thing, but part of it would be Mefurish, you wouldn't need a Hekesh, then you could learn that too. Right, it's two different things. Here we're saying that it has to be that you only learn a prat, not the cloud. Here we're saying it could be the cloud, but since there's part of it that we know, even if we need to learn a whole cloud, that we'd have to learn that you make that matan dam bechlau, right? You still could learn it according to the second one. According to the first one, you couldn't. Only if it's a prat. In other words, we know the basic idea. We just know the minion. That's the first teretz. Second one is, even if we wouldn't know bichlal that you make a thing by a sawyer, but since there are certain things that are mefurish, you could learn even that for the thing. Okay, let's go. Tana shumaze ino mazal aparoches al kenegra aparoches. By the Heichal, when you're maze, you're not maze that it should touch the paroches, but only kineged paroches. There's a machlokas rishonim what that means. That means you doesn't have to touch the paroches, but if it does, it's for sure good. Or no, it has to not touch the paroches. And the svara would be the paroches is part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the matanas have to be in the Heichal. And if it touches the paroches, it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim already. Omer Belezer, Rabbi Yossi, Aniri Isia Baromi, V'hoyu Aleh, Kamatipe Domin. I saw the parochas in Rome, right? Rashi brings down the Maisa that happened over there, and where he got to see the parochas, and there was a lot of blood on it. Shalami Shalpar Visor Shalma Kippur. So you see that what's it called, that it did touch the parochas. And surely, and l'chor, according to Man Yomer, says not allowed to touch the parochas. Good, right. Has to touch the parochas. And according to Man Yomer, says that it doesn't have to, but it could. Maybe so, maybe it did. So they say, no, he saw it, that it was in, the Gemara is going to say, that it was in order. So it was bekavana. It wasn't just stam that by accident it touched. It was mashon, it was mechavan that it should touch, because he saw that the dam was in a straight line, achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata, and he was mechavan to put it on there. Gemara says, v'dilma de parhel and dover shal tzira v'siri avodazara, hu dechazer, Davidic, Gemara says, Davidic is sidran. Maybe it was the dam of parhel and dover shal tzibor and siri avodazara, which only sheva matanus, not achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. He says, no, he saw there were kesidron. There was achas l'mala and sheva l'mata, or there was eight. So he knew that it was for Yom Kippur, not from the parhelim dover shel tzibur and siri avodah zarah, which also you, what's it called, make matan hazols in the heichal. Usnan nomi gabi parhelim dover shel tzibur ki haigavna. We have the same mishnah when it comes to parhelim dover shel tzibur. They also, there was no inyan to make them touch the parochas. The im nagu nagu. But if they touch, they touch. There, it doesn't make a difference. Everybody holds that in the evidence, it's okay if it touches the parochas. If it hits the parochas. Omer Belezer, Rabbi Yossi, Aniri Yisir Baromi. Vayuwaleh, kama tipe dom, shal parhelim dover shal tzibur, sir avodah zarah. I saw the parochas and had blood on it from parhelim dover and par avodah zarah. Versus the deal with the par v'sor shema kippurim, they knew. Maybe that was the par v'sor shema kippurim, not helim dover. Versus the chazinu David shaloka sidron. I saw they weren't eight, they're only seven. They weren't in a line. Right? Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. So it was for sure, those dam, right, probably could be the both emes. He saw on the parochas certain dam that was from par helim dover, and certain dam was from Yom Kippur. Okay, Rashi. Aniri Sia Baromi, Meseches Me'ila, Gabi Ben Talamyo. What happened was like this. Nasa Nesar Belozim Rabbi Yossi, Sheripe as Bas Melech Romi. Right? He had a nace happen to him that he was able to heal the daughter of the Roman Caesar. What happened? Shenichna Shade Begufa, she was possessed by a shade. Sheshmo Ben Talamyo. That was the name of the shade. And he was able to get this shade out. He, what's it called, exercised her. So they gave him a reward. They brought him into the treasure houses of Rome to take whatever he wanted. And the only thing he wanted was to take out the laws they made, the decrees they made against Klal Yisrael. Those he took and tore up. He didn't take any wealth. He took him and tore him up, so he saved Klal Yisrael from a lot of decrees. The Sham Ra Kli Beis Hamikdash Ba'otzer, and while he was there, he saw that in Rome they had a lot of the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash that they kept in this treasure house, and there he saw the parochas. Tosus says, which parochas was it? According to the first Beis Hamikdash, there wasn't a parochas. In the second Beis Hamikdash, what's it called? There was no parhelim dover shel tzibur. So which one was it? Tosfos has two answers. One is it's talking in the parochas in the first Beis HaMikdash that was in the doorway, that parochas. Or he says it was the second Beis HaMikdash, and it was what's it called? Kohen Moshiach that what's it called that existed even in what's it called in that. Right, the par helim dover shel tzibur did exist, and what the Gemara says it didn't exist is talking about par kohen moshiach, that what's it called didn't exist in the second Beis HaMikdash because there was no par moshiach, there was no moshiach, there was no kohen gadol that was nimshach b'shemen amishcha, only meruba begadim. So it says either, it could be talking about either one, either first Beis HaMikdash in the parochas in the doorway, or of the amitraxin, or second Beis HaMikdash and the parochas that took the place of the amitraxin, and it's not a question from par telem dover shel tzibur and siri avodah zarah. They did exist in the second Beis HaMikdash too.
I mean, the doorway wasn't opposite the aron.
It was. That's when he walked in. Yeah.
It
was in the middle. What? What? Yeah. Well, that's the second Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was a mamish in the doorway in the middle. Okay. Okay. Nisar velo domim bedomim. What happens if the two domim got mixed up? Rashi? Oh, no, Rashi. Yeah, Kesidra Malamatim Kematzlif. He saw they were in order, in a line. That was only by Yom Kippur you had to do a Kematzlif in an order. And the other way, it just could be random. So he knew it was the dam of Parvisor Shil Makipuri. Domim B'domim. Shal Parvis Shal Sawyer. Kodim Shanosim Bifnim Klum. Rashi, before you did anything inside, the bloods of the par and the sawyer got mixed together. Now this is very difficult, Rashi, because it's impossible. Because you had a shecht, the sawyer after you did the damim of the par. So Maisa, they say that Rashi holds it that we don't hold like that man the Omer. So the bloods got mixed together before you did anything. You shechted both of them, and then you brought the blood in of each one separately. So Omar, what do you do? Now they have the mixed bloods together, par and the sawyer together. Omar Rava, nosin achas lamala v'sheva lamata v'olo l'kan l'kan. You do one lamala and seven lamata, and lamaisa you have par and sawyer together. There's one lamala of par and sawyer, and seven lamata of par v'sawyer. So you yotze. Bavasachas. Amrua kamed Rabbi Yirmiya. So they said this in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, what Rava said. So he said, Omar Bavloi Tipshoi, stupid Bavloyim, referring to Rava. Mishum de Dairi Ba'ara de Chashocha Amri Shmais in the Machashkin, because you live in a dark land, in a land that's deep, right? It's called a dark land, right? Lowlands. So you say dark, what's it called? Divrei Torah. If that's the case that you're mechavin to do both, then it comes out that the lamala of the sawyer is coming before the lamata of the par, and that can't be. It has to be in order. First you do all the par, then you do the sawyer. So that can't be. Vatora omra the kila mechaper is hakodesh kila dama par v'yacharkach kila dama sawyer. Finish all the kaparos of one and then start the next one. Don't mix them up. And the Tosa says, why do we need this? You need to say chukah. So I think the chukah doesn't go on this. Right? Only when you were masada the complete seder. But you weren't masada the complete seder, then maybe chukah. Now, so we, well, the therish apostle, that you have to finish all the kaparas of one before you start the kaparas of the other. Elom Rabbi Yirmiya nosin achas lamala v'sheva lamata l'shem hapar. You sprinkle from this dam achas lamala and sheva lamata, and you have kavana that you're doing it for whatever the dam par is here. That's what you're mechaven to be mazeh, and the other one you're not mechaven is you're not mechaven bichlal for hazos dam soyer. And this man yomer has to hold Rabbi Yirmiya holds mitzvah shrichas kavana, and therefore if I don't have kavana for hazos hasoyer, it's I wasn't yotzi that. So I'm only yotzi dam hapar, and then I do again seven achas lamala sheva lamata, and I have kavana the soyer. And that lapar, so it's not baltost. The chos of inosin achas lamal v'shev lamal l'shem asoyer. Rashi. Domim b'domim shol parvish shol sorry kol nishnos mifnim klum. Be'asu the chashocha bovel shi matzula. Bovel is like swampland, lowlands, so it's a dark land. Haka yoyev lamal desoyer shenosin achas lamal l'shem par l'shem soyer. So you end up giving the lamal of the soyer before you did the lamat of the par. The kila mechaper, kila hakaparos, kamosha hein amuros binyan. Finish them, finish one before you start the next one. So you can't do the lamala of the sawyer before you did the sheva lamata of the part. Okay. Now the word says, misarvelo domin bedom matonos achronos. What happens if the blood got mixed up after you did everything in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Now it got mixed up and you have to do it in the heichel. And again, you have to do separate. Par and sawyer. Sovra papa kamed the rava l'neimar nosin sheva lamata l'shem par u'l'shem soyer the chozer v'nosin achas lamala l'shem soyer. Right, so the papa thought that you did the following, that you first do what's it called sheva lamata l'shem par. The matanos achronos means no, the last matanos means in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, you they got mixed up after you did the what's it called the sheva the what's it called the achas lamala and sheva lamata of the par achas rashi achas nosan achas lamala min a par. You made the achas lamala of the par, but you didn't do anything else. And now they got mixed up. So what do you do? So a papa in front of Rava thought to say, you make now sheva lamata l'shem par, even though it's mixed together with the soyer, you don't have kavana for the soyer. You only have kavana for the par. So now you did sheva lamata of the par. L'shem soyer, right? And then, and also l'shem soyer. So you have sheva lamata of the soyer too. And then, v'chozer noset achas lamala l'shem soyer. And then you put the achas lamala of the soyer. So Amar Leih Rava ad hashta korolam tipshoi. Till now they called us stupid for saying something like this. The hashta tipshoi, the tipshoi. Now we're really stupid, right? To come gamrin and lehu below gemire, right? Lemaisa, you're doing the sheva lamata of the soyer before you do the achas lamala of the soyer. V'akoyoy mata the soyer mikmi mala the soyer. That for sure. I never even thought of doing that. The Torah Omra Tain Lamala Vachak Lamala. The Torah said first has to become the Lamala, then the Lamata. Can't do the Lamata before the Lamala. Ela Amarava no saying Sheva Lamata of the Shem Par, right? You do seven Lamata of the Shem Par and have no Kavana for the Sawyer. The Chosev no saying Achas Lamala of the Sheva Lamata of the Shem Sawyer. Now he learned already from Rabbi Yirmiya that you have kavana l'shem par and not l'shem soyer, and then you have kavana l'shem soyer and not l'shem par. Rashi, no Rashi.